Hello again, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another short devotional. We're in this old derelict house just outside of Lisburn. It's in a secret location. It's probably soon going to be demolished. And, you know, we're not here claiming squatters' rights or anything like that, just to do a simple lesson from the Word of God. Now, this old house, I'm not sure how old it is. I can imagine that it's probably over 100 years. Upstairs, there's old fireplaces in every room, so that would indicate that it's an old building, an old house, an old dwelling, before maybe they had plumbing and electricity and different things. There's old fireplaces upstairs to keep the rooms warm. But, you know, there's something about a house like this that I'm sure tells a story. I'm sure if these walls could talk, they would tell us many tales of happy times within these walls, sad times, times of loss, times of bereavement, times of sickness, maybe times of joy as well. I don't know who lived in this house, but we know that they've gone. And the house is now derelict. The ceiling, there's a big hole in it above me. It looks like there's been a fire at some stage. The doors are off their hinges. There's holes in the floor. Certainly it's maybe even beyond a state of repair. But you know, the Christian has a wonderful hope of a home in heaven. As the old hymn says, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. And that reminds us of those wonderful words that we find in John chapter 14. Jesus Christ our Lord said to his disciples just before he was going to go to the cross and then be buried and rise again and ascend up into heaven, he had spoken to them of his departure, and they were heavy of heart whenever they heard all of those things. And sometimes in this life of ours, our hearts can be heavy. We fear the future. We're afraid. We're anxious, we're worried, we wonder where the Lord is. Will the Lord help us through? That's what the disciples undoubtedly were thinking. And in John 14, the Lord Jesus Christ said to them, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Those were great words of comfort. The Lord assured them that right there presently and throughout the rest of life's journey, they didn't need to be troubled, they didn't need to be afraid. He says, if you believe that there's a God in heaven, he says, believe in him, trust him, but trust in me, because he's the one way to God, the Son of God, the one mediator between God and men. And then he assured them also of a home in heaven, a mansion in glory. Not like this that's subject to disarray and decay and things like that, but a house in heaven that is eternal, that fadeth not away, that's perfect and real. Thomas piped up and says, Lord, how can we know the way? He was unsure, he was uncertain. Sometimes you call him Doubting Thomas, but I'm thankful for the Word of God and for its record, even there, of Thomas. Thomas often asked the questions that other people were thinking but were afraid to ask. And the Lord didn't rebuke Thomas, because Thomas wanted to be sure. How can I know the way? And then the Lord said those wonderful words in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He was indicating that he is the only way to God. He's absolutely sufficient. We don't need another way. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. And unless you come to Christ, unless you come to the cross and acknowledge your sin and repent of that sin and believe in God and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and ask him to be your Savior, you'll never be in heaven. It's not by church. It's not by morality. It's not just by trying to live a good life. I think we live in a society where nobody tries their very best. We all sin, we all fail, we all go our own way. But you know, whenever we come to Christ as our Savior, he has promised one day to bring us to heaven. He promises to come again and receive us unto himself. These are wonderful promises here in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, the Saviour said. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, those who trust him. He says, it's a mansion in glory. He says, I'm coming again, and I'm going to receive you unto myself, and we can be together for all eternity. Life is just like this house. It's finite. It's broken sometimes. It's subject to falling down all around us. But Jesus Christ is a wonderful Savior. I trust that you'll put your faith in Him today. God bless you, and see you next time.